Welcome to the Hustler's Guide to Flow. I'm your host, Marcia Miyake, and I'm taking you into the minds of some of the most incredible leaders in the medical, research, business, and yes, even spiritual fields to equip you with powerful insights and practical strategies to level up in business and in life. The next level version of yourself starts now. Welcome back to another episode, guys. It's going to be a quick one for me. I wanted to share the three components of an emotion. And the reason I think this is so important is because a lot of times we use really disempowering language, like this person made me feel like this. And the reason that it's disempowering is that every aspect, every component of an emotion is ours. And in this quick episode, I will share why that is so. Also, if you haven't joined our free Facebook group, Empowering Women for Success, make sure you check out the link in the show notes, and I'll see you there. So one of the ways that I see people giving their power away is thinking that their emotions are a result of someone else. And although it can feel like certain people have made us feel a certain way, people are only triggers. Our emotions are ours. And I want to explain that a little bit more in depth. So to understand that your emotion is only yours, let's look at the three components of an emotion. So the first component of an emotion is our subjective perception. Now, the reason it's subjective is because two or more people can experience the same thing or encounter the same problem or challenge and have a completely different perspective of that specific thing. Now, our subjective perspective is based on our hedonic tone, our past experiences, our mindset in the moment. All our life experiences contribute to our individual bias and how we perceived that specific trigger. And then there's a physiological response. So based on that subjective perspective of that thing is bad, that person is mean, that person is wrong, I'll have a physiological response in my body as a result of that thought. Okay, so this can happen, butterflies if you're nervous or like cold sweats. Your body will respond completely without you trying to. It will happen so quickly in a matter of seconds, you'll have a physiological response. Okay, and then after that, you'll have your actual response to the world. So sometimes if you're really triggered and you're really caught up in that emotion and a physiological response, you will immediately act without thinking about it. And that's when you kind of like flip your lid. You do something that is out of character or something like that. Whereas if you can create a little bit of a pause where you can have that self-reflection of that was a trigger, I can feel that physiological response in my body, but I'm going to step away from that and I'm going to choose my response. That's where we take our power. So from the trigger and the response, there's a little space. That's where your power is. So what we really do is help people be present enough to recognize that gap. And when you can find presence in that gap, then you can choose your response from a place of power rather than being a victim to your emotions and then being a victim in this world and saying that so-and-so or this situation or my job or my parents or whoever made me feel this way. If you're using language like made me do something, you're completely in victim mode. You are not in your power. And it's a really quick fix. It is recognizing how you've perceived that external stimuli and recognizing, being present with yourself to feel what that feels like in your body. When you bring that presence in, now you're allowing your brain to come back into it, okay? Because when we are in that fight or flight, when we have that physiological response, we are in that sympathetic nervous system. And that's when our brain is not functioning at its capacity. And that's when we can't think logically. So we lash out and we do something that is we're not always super proud of. But when you can bring presence to the moment, and when you can sit with that unpleasant feeling, physiological response in your body, and you can separate yourself from that and recognize that that's not me, that's just like a chemical response in my body, it's probably an addiction, then you can bring your analytical prefrontal cortex back in the game to actually assess the situation. Oh, that person didn't mean to offend me, or maybe that person was just having a bad day, or maybe that person is just acting from their traumas. And when you can have that bird's eye view of that challenge, you are in control of your emotions, and then you live a radically different life. Okay, guys, I hope you got some powerful takeaways from this episode. If so, please share it with someone. And if you haven't done so already, please review and subscribe, as it helps us to spread our message of inspiration. Sending you all so much love, and I'll see you on the next episode of The Hustler's Guide to Flow.